A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had finished speaking to his disciples, he looked up towards heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come for you to bring glory to your Son, in order that he may bring glory to you. And you gave him power over all people, so that he would give eternal life to everyone you gave him. Eternal life is to know you, the only true God, and to know Jesus Christ, the one you sent. I have brought glory to you here on earth by doing everything you gave me to do. Now, Father, give me back the glory that I had with you before the world was created. You have given me some followers from this world, and I have shown them what you are like. They were yours, but you gave them to me, and they have obeyed you. They know that you gave me everything I have. I told my followers what you told me, and they accepted it. They know that I came from you, and they believe that you are the one who sent me. I am praying for them, but not for those who belong to the world. My followers belong to you, and I am praying for them. All that I have is yours, and all that you have is mine, and they will bring glory to me. And this is the gospel, the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. Recently, I read a story about Oscar Romero, the charismatic Archbishop of San Salvador, and it was a rather quaint story. Each night, he used to go to his balcony to greet his pet ant that he had named Tina. And there he would tell Tina the news of his day. She was a great listener, and so would stop scurrying around to pay attention. One evening, he noticed Tina was limping, and so very carefully, he turned her over on her back to examine her. Imagine his surprise as Tina lay there, forgetting about her injury. Never before, you see, had she seen the beauty and the glory of the heavens and the starlit sky. So she was filled with joy and awe, and perhaps unknowingly was giving great glory to God. Something akin to this can happen for us when we focus on the beauty and glory of God. The sheer beauty and glory of God is within us and around us. Yet do we even notice? Are we aware? Saint Irenaeus reminded us that the glory of God is the human fully alive. In today's Gospel, we see Jesus fully alive, looking towards heaven and exclaiming that the time has come for his Father to bring him glory. Jesus has glorified his Father by doing all that he was given to do. And now Jesus wants to have back the glory he had with his Father before the creation of the world. What an intimate conversation we are privileged to be privy to. Imagine the depths of love that passed between Jesus and his Father as they spoke of their glory. Jesus has been revealing his Father to his followers, and they too have been giving him glory. So what is this glory Jesus speaks about so openly? The great poet Gerard Manley Hopkins tells us that the beauty, the glory of God will out, shining from shook foil, revealing the divine beauty in ways that will stir us, ways approaching Tina's wonder and joy at her first glimpse of the stars. The story of Tina reminds me also of the story in the Gospel of the woman who was bent over for 18 years. Imagine her delight when Jesus invited her to stand up and to live fully, to be cured. What incredible beauty did she see as she looked around her and gave glory to her God. The disciples too witnessed some of this glory at the Mount of Transfiguration when they cried out, "Lord, it is good for us to be here." Do we cry out, "Lord, it is good for us to be here"? Is it any wonder that artists were given this message recently from the Vatican? The world in which we live needs beauty in order not to sink into despair. We can all be artists and poets in our own way as we reflect on the glory and beauty of God in all of creation. Beauty and glory, though, are not limited just to what we can see. St. Paul reminds us that we cannot even see the face of Jesus, the image of the invisible God. And yet, though we do not see, we can be touched by Jesus through the stories of his life, his compassion for the poor, the outcasts, those who suffer. This is why Jesus could call out to his Father that he had shown his followers what his Father was like, and now it was time for the Father to give the glory of eternal life to all those Jesus has. Eternal life, which has already begun here for us, is the glory of God in all its fullness. No wonder we cry out in our celebration of Eucharist, "Glory to God in the highest," and "Holy, holy, holy, heaven and earth are full of your glory." Have a glorious day contemplating the beauty and glory of God in all of creation, and look in a mirror. Blessings on this day.